You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day in the studio, Jolynn Miller. Good morning, Jolynn.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about an organization that you started, and this is an organization that does not get a lot of media play, but it is very important and imperative when there is an emergency. We're going to talk about Team Elite and an event that is coming up this Saturday. Tell us what Team Elite is.
Well, Team Elite is technically called Evacuation of Livestock in Tuolumne Emergencies, and that's basically what we do. We partner with Animal Control to help livestock owners get their animals out of whatever situation it is. Mostly in this county, it ends up being fires.
All right, so Animal Control has to call you.
Correct.
So how did Team Elite start?
So after the Butte Fire in Calaveras County, a bunch of horse owners with Twainhart Horsemen got together and said, we really need to figure out how to prepare in our county for something like this. And I'm a part of Twainhart Horsemen. I'm a horse owner, goat owner, all of those things. But I also at the time was a 15-year Red Cross volunteer and was helping with the disaster action team in Tuolumne County. And so I kind of had an idea of how we should start this organization. And so we just got with Animal Control and Office of Emergency Services and figured out the best way to create this organization. So we're a nonprofit 501c3, but we partner with Animal Control to become disaster service workers through the county. And we're trained in things like incident command system training. We have a driving test and a rig inspection, all of these kind of insurance things to make sure that everybody is trained. And then when a disaster strikes, Animal Control calls us and deploys us. Sometimes it's we're just on standby. We're sitting in our house. We've got our trailers loaded and ready to go. And then if they need us, we'll rally at a point, and then we go behind fire lines and get animals out. Or we often help animals shelter in place.
Give us an example of a fire situation that took place where Team Elite was activated.
So the mock fire in Groveland, there was about 5 truck and trailer teams that were deployed. We went behind fire lines and we stationed ourselves at the parking lot right next to the gas station there. And we were there for about 3 days. We brought animals down to the fairgrounds. There were some llamas and some pigs and some mini donkeys that we brought down to the fairgrounds with the organization that helps shelter. And then what we did is there was multiple families that had chickens, goats, other animals up in the Groveland area, but they weren't allowed back behind fire lines because the fire was still active. And so our team was able to go feed and water these animals every day for them.
So you are looking for volunteers. What is taking place this Saturday morning at the Humane Society?
We have our rig inspection and driving test. And so for anybody that has a truck and a trailer, we ask that your truck and trailer is in decent condition. So we have Fleet Services for the county helps us make sure that these trucks and trailers are safe and ready to go. We have a driving test because we want to make sure that our volunteers, if they get into a situation behind fire lines, are able to turn their truck around safely. And after that, we'll have a new member orientation.
And what time does this start?
Starts at 9 a.m. at the Humane Society next to Animal Control.
How much time should a person set aside for Saturday?
It depends on how many trucks and trailers we have show up, but it shouldn't take longer than 2 hours. Each individual truck and trailer inspection takes about 15, 20 minutes. But if you're planning on being a new volunteer and need to stick around for orientation and disaster service worker training afterwards, I would plan for that to start around 10:30.
Is it required that a person possesses a truck and a trailer?
No, absolutely not. So there's quite a few people that as a single person with a truck and trailer, they don't have a team member to go with them. And so we're always looking for people that are interested in being that second person in a rig. We're also looking for people to be maybe our public information officer and things like that. So any sort of support we can get, whether it's any sort of volunteer work or financial help, we're always looking for donations. We'll also have a booth at the new upcoming volunteer fair in May.
And that date is May 23rd. The last time we spoke with you is about the volunteer fair. That has been moved to May 23rd.
Right.
For those who cannot make it to the Team Elite event this Saturday morning, there is a second chance.
Yes. So we'll have a second one, same schedule, same time on June 1st. But we are asking for people to RSVP so we know how many people are going to be at our event. And so you can RSVP to 209-782-0616. Or our email is teameliteinformation@gmail.com.
All right. That phone number one more time.
782-0616.
And you have an online Facebook?
We are on Facebook, and we try to post. We definitely post more often when there's a disaster and things like that, so you can get an idea of what we're doing. But check us out on Facebook. Follow us. We're a good organization to follow with up-to-date information.
It's unfathomable that this did not exist until a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think that these kind of big, massive fires prompted a lot of changes in the way communities organize. There's lots of different organizations like this around California. We're proud and excited that we have one specifically for Tuolumne County because it is local. It's the people that live here. We know the roads. We know the community.
Jolynn Miller, always nice to see you.
You too.